what the Buddha taught is that we suffer. There's a reason we suffer. There's a way to end suffering, and there's a process for doing that. It's possible to end suffering, and there's a process for doing that. And that, so that's what awareness practice is. And you have clearly identified we suffer, and you have actually identified the cause of suffering. Right?
Yes.
That voice of ego that wants to be separate from life and wants to suck all the life out of life. And now you're on the path of there's a way to end suffering, right? Which is where you are now, looking at, okay, I get it, I see it, all right, good. Now, how do I stop it?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So suggestion one is get to a there's nothing wrong with you retreat. It will, I can promise you, change your life. So again, if we were at that retreat, and I said, who has been to a There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat? And a bunch of hands would go up, and I would say, so should she go to that retreat? Would it be worth the time and money and that? And, you know, people would start putting both hands up. Yes, 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 go to it. Go do that.
Yeah.
Okay, in the interim, until you get there, here's a little something that you can play with. Okay. Don't do this instead of going to the retreat, because it's not a substitute. Okay, it's just something to play with in the interim. And that is that you. So, are you at that place right now where you're ready to? You're looking. You got your list going. You're looking for the next thing that you want to do. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm at the point of like, okay, this is clearly an issue. I want to move forward, and it's consistently stopping me, and I just want that pivot point where I can move forward and have a, yeah.
Okay. Yep. We all do now. Once again, you're in the right place. We all know exactly what you're talking about. So so here's my best encouragement. Do you have a recording and listening practice?
I had one that assisted me for a while, and then it kind of just tapered off. So I'm aware.
Right.
It's some
stupid,
yeah. But
so the same system stopped you from doing that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it does. You know, it isolates us from everything that can help us, because then you're all alone with only it, and it's happy then. You're miserable, and it's happy. So you want to get that recorder out. If you use your smartphone, then that's great, but you want to be able to record. So here's how we go about doing this. So you decide that you're going to, whatever it is that you're going to do, you know, you're going to explore an option, or you're going to, whatever you want to move forward with, okay? And you're going to approach this not to move forward, but to see exactly how that system stops you. Okay?
Right.
So I don't know what kind of art you do, so I'm just going to make this up, okay? So you're a painter, and you have this painting that you know you want to do, and the voices just won't allow you. You know, no, you can't do it. It's not going to work. It's never going to be the way you want. You've never done anything yet, okay? And you're going to be taking that down. So what the voices are saying now is that it's never going to work. It's never going to be the way I want it to be. There's no sense in even starting. Okay. And then you get out your little paints and you go up to the canvas and you start in. Not because you're going to paint anything, but because you want to hear the next thing that they say to stop you. Okay.
Yeah.
You've always been a failure. You're not as good as other people. Remember, in art school, you were always the one who, and you, okay, what the voices are saying now is, and you just record that until you have a really clear picture of what they're doing to stop you. Now, you can take that, and you can turn that into a process map. So I'm feeling this way. The voices say that, and then I feel this. And then I try to do that, and then the voices say that, and I feel that, and then I, okay? And so pretty soon you can chart this whole thing that they do to you.
Yeah.
And as you're doing that, you're getting more and more distance from it. You realize that it's just a program that you're getting sucked into that's determining your behavior, and that when you're watching it and not believing it, you are freed up from being engaged with it.
Right.
You with me?
Yeah, just disassociating from it by watching it and mapping it out, and then it allows you to remove that emotion, and you're like, oh, that's just you again.
That's right. And so now you're gonna do the whatever it is that you're gonna do, and here come the voices, and they're gonna say the same kind of thing, and you go, oh, voices. Okay, I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to believe you. Now you get into the recordings that you listen to move forward with that. Okay, the recordings that are what's really true. Okay, that
right.
I love art. I love doing art. I love devoting my life to it. It lights me up. I find it exciting, and whatever it is that is true for you. And that's what you listen to as you are moving forward with whatever it is you're moving forward with.